welcome to a brand new episode of the Traction.gg podcast, where we talk about sim racing, racing video games, and racing esports. I'm Tom, and joining us today is Xavier Pouchot, Product Marketing Manager at Thrustmaster. It's been a huge couple of months for the gaming and simulation equipment manufacturer as it launched its first ever direct drive wheelbase, the T818, the early examples of which have reached the first batch of lucky customers and the handful of reviewers, which luckily Traction.gg was one of the few. I don't think we were the only ones, but I think we were the only ones in the English language. Very limited quantities. In fact, our wheelbase unit is a loan device so that that can be passed on to other reviewers. So very privileged, a testament to our hard work, I think. I don't want to blow a trumpet too much, but I hope you enjoyed that. There's links in the description for the article and the video version of that full review. So we wanted to get deeper under the skin of this particular device. Why now has the American-French company chosen to dive into the ultra-competitive direct drive steering wheel market? Ultimately, direct drive has become the go-to technology now if you're a sim racer or want to take your racing a bit more seriously. So Xavier joins us to discuss if this is the most pivotal moment in the company's 32-year history. Let's find out. So Xavier, pleasure to speak to you. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. We are currently launching the T818. There is the first pre-order waves. We are currently working on the second waves. We start to get feedback from customers. So yeah, it's great. It's a Christmas holidays, not for everyone. I'm here, but it's fine. It's a fantastic period, I would say.
Yeah, so just to explain, we are recording this in between Christmas and New Year, but there's no time off at Thrustmaster because you've got the T818 launch going on, and I'm sure that's been a very busy time for you. Just for those who aren't aware, could you explain your general job at Thrustmaster, please?
Yeah, so I'm working on the marketing service department, and I'm marketing product marketing manager. That means basically I'm in charge of the range of the product, especially on sim racing these days. So I'm working for product launched, everything around, so reviews, assets, trailer, sometimes events, like we did before at the Paris Motor Show for the T128.
Yes.
So yeah, there is a lot of stuff to do, and it's really interesting because we can see everything from the beginning to the end, every feedback from customers, etc. So yeah, that's basically my job.
That sounds very busy because in the last couple of years, it's not just this direct drive launch that we're talking about in the immediacy, but there's been the T248 or T248. And then, as you mentioned there, the T128 or T128, which is like the entry level model. And they're all relatively recent products. So all sorts going on at Thrustmaster. But I suppose the main topic of the conversation is the direct drive entry, which we'll touch upon in a bit. Just generally, before we dive into the details, how important then is sim racing to Thrustmaster? Because the company's been in the steering wheel game for quite a few decades now, but the term sim racing is still relatively recent, the more serious with the esports. How important is the market in general?
For Thrustmaster, it's a really important market because, as you said, we are in the industry since decades, like more than 20 years now. And we are doing sim racing hardware for, I would say, a wide range of sim racers, from the very beginners, even the child, to now the more expert sim racers. So this is really important to us to offer this option to everyone to say, hey, you can start in sim racing with this kind of product, this wide range of product. You can choose either an entry-level product if you are not sure, you know, you're on tight on budget, or you can go directly to our high-end product. So this is really important for us. This is obviously a driving industry, which moves very frequently with a lot of actual news, etc. So this dynamic industry, I will say, but we are not only on the sim racing. We have also product on flight sim and gamepad as well. So we are working on these three different areas at the same time. And what is really good. It's 10 years ago, flight sim was more advanced than sim racing. So we can reuse all of our knowledge that we had got on flight sim into sim racing now. So this is quite fun to handle these two areas, I would say.
So flight sim was extremely serious and advanced with complicated and expensive equipment already previously. And now you're seeing that sim racing, especially since the last couple of years, is growing again. And now Thrustmaster has decided to enter that more pro scene with the direct drive, if that's correct. So you have the full range, full gamut of more affordable lines. And then at the very top, the pinnacle now, we have direct drive for the very first time. Just really briefly explain, we've mentioned it a few times, what the T818 is.
Yeah, so the T818 is our new wheelbase, which is direct drive, which is direct drive technology. And it's the first direct drive technology of Thrustmaster. So this wheelbase is a 10 Newton meters wheelbase, because we know that torque is important for sim racer, especially in direct drive areas.
Very much.
But it's not only 10 Newton meters direct drive wheelbase, it's also an unfiltered wheelbase, because we are working a lot on optimize every aspect of the wheelbase to transcribe as much as possible all information sent by the game itself. So the game send information to the wheelbase, and the wheelbase try to, you know, give you all this information. But because the law of the physics, of course, it can do all of them. But with the T818, we try to be as close as possible to the game.
So I think the key thing for me is this is a wheelbase that you can buy, and then you can buy steering wheels and pedals to go with it to create a full sim racing outfit. And there are many other direct drives in the market. And you mentioned there the Newton meters of torque. It's 10 for this particular model. And there are other manufacturers on the market that offer different numbers. But in my experience of trying this particular device, it was the first one that belies the torque output. In other words, just looking on a piece of paper, there was a number and you think, okay, it's going to feel like this. But actually, the experience behind the wheel was a lot more visceral, a lot more impactful than what I expected for the output. So there seems to be a lot of work done, not just to reach an output level of torque, but to really make it a different feeling experience. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, completely. I think it's because of two main things. The first one is, everyone is working about torque and only about torque. Sometimes torque, you have an idea of what is, I would say, 20 torque, because you try a 20 torque wheelbase or less or whatever. But there is so many aspects on the force feedback, including torque, but so many other aspects to take into consideration that you can't rely only on the torque, because it's only one part of the force feedback element and of the wheelbase element. There is so many more to take into consideration, like the weight of the wheelbase, the firmware, how it interacts with the game, etc. So there is many more aspects to take into consideration to say, okay, 10 Newton meters is like this. I can feel like this. Mm. And there is a trick, I would say, on the direct drive market, because it's not the same to speak about peak torque than constant torque.
Ah, yes. I did pick up on this. This is very interesting.
And the T818 has a 10 Newton meters constant torque. That means that it can hold the 10 Newton meters on a long curve, for instance. And the feeling is quite different, because you won't feel any decrease of the strength in a long curve or in a chicane, for instance. And it can feel more impactful, as you said, more aggressive.
Yes, and so there's no peaks and troughs of, it could be this, but most of the time it's down here. It has the ability to stay in at 10 yes. meters all the time.
Right? Yeah, we are able to speak about torque, if you want, peak torque. But for us, There is no point to speak about the peak because you can't not really feel the peak. What you will feel is the constant torque. So it's better to say we are able to hold 10 Newton meters torque instead of saying we have a 15 peak torque, but what you will feel at the end, it's the 10.
Yeah, it definitely comes through when you try it, and I can't wait for more people to get their hands on it and test it for themselves. I think, as you mentioned, the first batch of lucky customers who did the first pre-order may have their devices now, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and so we'll start to see more people online enjoying it and playing with it. And
yeah, and this really is cool. One feedback that we are seeing right now. The first people who has got the T818 are quite impressed about the force feedback. Because I think they didn't realize that our 10 Newton meters will be maybe more impactful than they can think before using the direct drive, because it can be more aggressive with much more detail than what you can think before trying the T818.
Yeah, and I would agree. And I'm not just saying that because we're having a nice interview. I genuinely felt a big difference between similarly powered wheelbases. It's a lot more physical than what you would expect. So on a bigger level, why is now a good time for Thrustmaster to go direct drive?
I would say that first is a good time because we are ready now.
Yeah.
It has been 3 years that we are working on direct drive. Yeah, 3 years. It's quite a long time, right?
Yeah.
But we put a lot of effort to understand why direct drive is a benefit. What is the benefits of the direct drive? Why are you doing direct drive instead of staying on dual belt system? What is the advantage? What is the needs from sim racing, sim racers to go on direct drive? So this is the understanding, I would say, and then the how you can build a good direct drive. And this is one of the key points for Thrustmaster. We want to upskills on the direct drive technology. We want to manage every aspect of the direct drive technology. That's why we didn't take a motor on the shelf. We want to create our own motor so we are able to control every aspect of the motor, every aspect of the direct drive technology. And it takes time, as you can imagine.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
We had 8 versions of the motor before finding the right one. And as I said before about the unfiltered experience, there is the motor first, but then you have how you interact and the whole ecosystem around the wheelbase, how the ecosystem can interact with the wheelbase itself. So there is many elements to take into consideration before managing the direct drive technology.
Right. So this wasn't something that just, 6 months ago, let's do direct drive, because some other companies are. It's been in the consideration for, like you said there, 3 years, many iterations, and not releasing it until you felt it was finished and a good product that you were confident in.
Yes, to be honest, we could have launched a direct drive wheelbase before, but the truth is we were not happy with the result of our direct drive technology, so we wanted to push beyond, because our objective was not to say, hey, we want to have a direct drive.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We want to achieve something else, something to match with sim racer's needs. And it's not direct drive. Sim racer don't need direct drive. Sim racer needs consistent force feedback, reactivity, information from the game. And that's why we want to manage all of the aspects of the direct drive technology to be able to launch the T818, which is, I will say, a demonstration of what we are able to do.
I see.
In terms of direct drive.
Right. So you, I assume then, did some research. You were looking at what sim racers needed and wanted. Here were the parameters. And it just so happens to be that the solution to what you thought they were looking for is this direct drive product with the unfiltered and the constant torque, right? It wasn't like, oh, we need to do this, this, and this. here's the product. It's more, no, let's try and see what the market needs first.
Yes, that's right. We start the project with interviews with sim racers to understand why they need. Mm. And as I said, the answer was not, we need direct drive. No, right. Because you don't need an object, you know, you need features and results.
Yeah, absolutely. And then following this extensive research and this long development period, so you did a reveal stream on Twitch, 17th of November, I think it was. You were in the stream, prominent. Yeah. What did it feel like to finally show the world what you've been working on?
It was, I would say, a relief. And we were really proud because we knew that we had a very good product. And we knew also that people awaited us because the teasing was maybe too long.
maybe, yes.
We know that the community was angry about this direct drive reveal. So it was a relief to say, hey, this is what we've got. Right. This is what we've been working on since years now. And we know you're going to love it. But for now, it's time to show you why you're gonna love it. You will love it, sorry.
Yeah. On the teaser campaign, I liked the idea, but yes, it was going to be across maybe almost a year when it was going to be finished. So I think you at least reacted to the feedback and were like, okay, we're not going to do another teaser. And then you said, here's going to be the date when we reveal it. And then you had it on time in that respect. Was there any point in the product development where you did push back the product? Maybe were there any chip shortages or anything like this? Because I notice that it's made in France. As opposed to, it's not produced, let's say, in the East. So what's the thinking behind the production in Europe?
So I think there are two questions on your question.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah.
The first one, yes, we had back and forth on the project because we were so ambitious about our first direct drive. We didn't want to continue if we are not happy about what we have got. So we start from scratch. We had back and forth, start again. We have test with sim racers and beta testers. They were not happy about some points. So again, start again. We changed the chip to right. Start with the whole new technology infrastructure. There is a lot of low and high in the project, but at the end, we are happy to say that the T818 checked every box that we had. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's it. And your second question, I guess, about the made in France. Our objective was not to go in France. It's been a while now that we were looking for opportunities to take back the production or part of the production in Europe, but not in France particularly, because of course there is some environmental impact at long term to produce away from the part of the market, but I think the COVID period also showed that we can be very dependent on our production if we only have one business model. Mm. That's why we want to diversify the production. And the hard thing here was since the 2000s, I will say, the high-tech manufacturing skills are mainly based in Asia.
Yep.
So we need to have a premium and complex enough product to take the time to upskill one of our partner, actually find a partner in Europe and upskill the factory with our expert to take the production back in Europe. And I know that, I think people know that we are mainly French in Thrustmaster. We are based in France. And luckily, we found a partner in France. That's the cool things. And I think many people here are really proud to have the T818 made in France. But it's important to understand that France was not the the main option because we are French, you know. We want to function in Europe.
I mean, having it in France does help, certainly, I'm sure. But yes, you're right. You were just wanting anywhere in Europe and you were to find the best production partner possible. Yes. I understand. And it's quite unique in the sim racing equipment space, I think, to be producing in Europe at present. And certainly the last couple of years on a global level, things have been quite tricky. And maybe this helps mitigate that. But also, I think when you're saying it takes 3 years to develop the product, I'm assuming finding a manufacturing base in Europe was also an element in that time as well. It's not just the new product. It's a completely new manufacturing base as well, which is wild to me. So fair play. And I guess when you've launched the product, there's two initial waves for Europe of production runs. But then America is not until March, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And the reason is simple. Because as products are made in France, we need time to ship the product to US. And by boat is mainly 10 weeks or so, so maybe more. So the production of T818 for United States and North America is ongoing, but then we need time to ship the product there.
Right, so you're already making the devices. You just need to make sure that they're in that continent.
Yes.
Which is understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So I just want to touch upon compatibility, if that's okay, with this particular device. So having tried it, you've got the new quick release system, which works nice and easy.
Without screen this time.
Yeah, well, you said it. Yeah, not me. Yeah, no screws. It's just a big silver latch that you sort of unhook and it clamps down as well. So that's fantastic. And it is compatible with the existing range as well. So we use the SF1000 primarily. You also sent across for review a couple of others and they all worked on there. And very straightforward because there's an adapter and it comes with an adapter and you can buy another one for about €35.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so just to be clear on that, any existing Thrustmaster wheel that can be separated from a wheelbase, you can put this adapter on it and it works on this T818 from the get-go.
Yes, and that was a big challenge, to be honest, because we knew that we have a wide ecosystem already, and we knew that we have a wide Thrustmaster community already in many platforms with wheels, pedal set, etc. So it was crucial for us to not start the ecosystem again and say, hey, it's a wheelbase and you can keep everything you already have and just upgrade your wheelbase. And I think it's a very good promise for the Thrustmaster community on PC, because the T818 is on PC for now, because the upgrade is not that expensive compared to if you start again your whole ecosystem with pedal set, rims, etc. But the quick release adapter was a complex thing to do because it has to fit with every rims we have. It has to be solid to hold the 10 newton meters. And as you said before, the T818 is quite aggressive.
It is. Yes, it can be. Yeah.
So it has to be solid as well. And important thing is, as you mentioned, you did not mention yet, but the quick release part is made on plastic.
Yes.
It's actually polycarbonate with fiberglass. And the good thing is it's super light. It's solid and super light. So it won't affect the force feedback and the whole structure of the T818 because we had extra weight. You know, in a racing car, every gram counts. So we didn't want to put extra weight on the T818, which will lead to a lower unfiltered experience or a lower force feedback.
So the key there is not just designing the adapter, but making sure that all the internal components within the actual wheelbase are lightweight so that there's less stress on the adapter and the existing ecosystem. That's my understanding there. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. And then I believe on the reveal stream you said that maybe for future wheels you won't need the adapter. They'll be with that quick release design natively, let's say, right? So you still, everything existing will work, but there might be some new ones that come with that pre-installed, or how would that work?
Yes. So for the new wheels, you will have the new quick release system already installed on the wheel, but include with every new wheel, you will have the adapter for the reverse compatibility.
Ah, okay. So if you buy a new wheel and you have an existing wheelbase by Thrustmaster that's not direct drive, out of the box, there's also going to be a way of using that new device on the older wheelbase. Okay.
Yeah. Our objective is to not break the Thrustmaster ecosystem between products. So every wheel will work with every product, you know.
Oh, that's good. I'm looking forward to some new wheels, hopefully, in 2023. Yeah. Will they be announced in 2023, do you think? A couple of new wheels?
Yeah, we said on the stream that we'll have a new wheel on 2023, and we will. So this is one of the next exciting stuff.
Yeah. I agree. I think that the wheelbase is brilliant. Now it's almost like, ooh, what else can be created that's new to go with it as well? So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And then one other thing I'll pick up on that you said on the stream. So obviously, and you've mentioned it here in our conversation, T818 is designed for PC. And I'm going to quote you directly. You said, don't worry, we have a plan for console as well. So what does that mean?
That means that we have project on console.
Okay.
No, but we know that. But basically, Thrustmaster are doing sim racing hardware in console for years.
Yes. Yeah.
We were one of the first ones to have this kind of wheelbase on console. And fun fact, if I recall well, when we launched the T500s, if I'm correct, which were on console first, people were saying, wow, why is not on PC?
And now I'm sure they were.
No, but I want to highlight the fact that going on console comes with, I won't say limit, but there is more rules and impact.
Yes.
It's not like, okay, let's do on PC only and that's all. Of course, and we are not fooled. We know that a big part of the Thrustmaster community is on consoles, and we will have something on console as well. That for sure. But for the T818, as I said, it was our first jack drive wheelbase, and we didn't want to have any restriction. And PC has no restriction.
Okay. Yeah. For example, for console, things need to be approved. Licensed PlayStation devices need an extra chip in there that registers it. You have to go through a whole approval process. So I guess then what you're saying is for T818, we were just focused on the best possible experience. We can then manufacture that, release that, get some feedback, but then you are working on something direct drive for console at the future at a later date.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wonderful. I'm very much looking forward to that as well. As much as I like the T818, it would also nice to have something that works across everything. So I think we've talked a lot about the new direct drive there, but I just want to touch upon very quickly about the other couple of products you had recently. And at the opposite end of the scale, if we have T818 at the top as like a halo product, you've got the T128, which you launched at the Paris Motor Show, which you mentioned. And that is not direct drive. It doesn't have a quick release. And it's very much significantly cheaper. But I think that shows that you haven't forgotten the entry-level market because, for example, when I was 10 years old, I was bought a wheel for Christmas, and it clearly is nothing like a T818. But but I don't forget at Traction, at the whole team, we don't forget that there will be people out there who are younger, who are reliant on Christmas presents, who are, you know, pocket money, Saturday jobs, things like this, right? And it's important to have something out there, in my opinion, that will allow them to experience Forza Horizon 5 more, for example, right? So is that the thinking behind the T128, for example?
Yeah, that's correct. For years now, we are doing sim racing hardware, even for entry level, because people don't start, or most of the people don't start in sim racing with 1,000 setup.
Yeah.
1,000 euro setup.
I mean, there'll be some people, but most people.
Yeah, no. Most people don't. And it's important to us to allow them to try sim racing, especially with the T128. It's basically for the first step into sim racing without removing the most important part of the sim racing hardware, like the force feedback, etc. So, for instance, with the T128, they can try the sim racing experience for the first time, having many new feelings compared to a gamepad, because you can experience the force feedback, you can experience the different type of surface, the weight of the heavy cars. And in that way, I think we are creating new customers on the sim racing market because, or thanks to this entry-level product. So this is definitely a part of the market that we will never forget, because it's so crucial to allow this new sim racer to enter into sim racing with this kind of product, and not only offer product, high-end product for advanced sim racers or beginner with a high budget.
Yeah, and then, you know, in the future, they could work up to that, right? So
yes.
I just think that's vital. So I think that's a really key thing that you're doing there with a very affordable wheel and pedal set all bundled in. That's how I personally got into what we now call sim racing. And so I think that's very important. So I thought we'd throw in a quick mention there, because I know we're very much focused on the direct drive, but that was a key one as well. And on the Traxion website and YouTube, we've also got a review of the entry-level device so you can compare and contrast. So I don't want to keep you too long, because as we're saying, you need to work on the next pre-order batch of the T818s and the US launch and everything like this. And hopefully you get some time off in the new year. But I suppose before we go, I think for me, you know, like we've said already, Thrustmaster has been in the market a very long time. And if I'm correct, I think the first Thrustmaster wheel was the Formula T1 in 1994, which used springs as opposed to even belts or gears, and had no force feedback, but it did exist and work. So do you think the T818 being the first direct drive for the company almost is as important as that first wheel? Is it sort of like a new beginning for the company?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a new milestone for us.
Yeah.
This is a new technology. This is a new way to show our expertise on force feedback. We are doing force feedback since years now. And with the T818, we were able to push the force feedback experience beyond. So it's definitely, I don't know if it's a new start.
Okay.
But because we have a lot of existing products which are already very, very nice and already a big success, and we as we said before, we'll never forget the entry and middle range market, but in terms of technology and experience, this is definitely a new milestone for us. This is a way to show what we can do in terms of force feedback, in terms of precision. This is also a way for us to keep our customers through their sim racing journey. I will say they start with the T128 and then go with the T300 and then with the T818, for instance. And also it's a good way for us to target the esports even harder than we already are with the TGT2.
I was recently at the Gran Turismo World Finals, and they were using the TGT2, which I actually found really enjoyable with Gran Turismo 7. First time I'd used it. But do you see professional esports drivers, are they a target market for the T818?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely for us. There is two main targets for the T818. The first one is obviously the Thrustmaster community on PC, because of the ecosystem compatibility, and it's such an obvious upgrade for them. So that's for sure. But then we are targeting esports player, because we are sure that the T818 is a way for us to feel much more information in game. And the more information in game you have, the better you can drive. That's easy as it is. So definitely, I think the T818 has
But you think that the esports players would enjoy the greater feedback or something like this?
Yes, I think the esports player will enjoy the detail which is possible through the T818, and because as we said before, the T818 is quite aggressive, so it won't fit with for every sim racer, especially for beginners, because it's basically too much. It can be too much. That's why we have integrated four profile, basically, so you can start with a comfort mode and then go to extreme mode. And for esport player, I think they will love this product because there is so much more information that they can feel the race better, they can take better decision in game, etc. So basically, the T818 is for people who want to take the full advantage to what is happening on track, I would say.
I see. Oh, well, I'll be interested to see the first major championship won using a Thrustmaster T818. Let's see if that happens in 2023. And Xavier, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time. But I also want to say Happy New Year and good luck with the continuing launch of the new Direct Drive.
Yeah, thank you. I think we have good days in front of us with the T818. It's just the beginning for the Direct Drive, Thrustmaster Direct Drive. We have a lot of stuff to do, but we can't wait for customers' feedback. And I think it will be very, very interesting in the future to see how the T818 will interact in the esports industry, in the sim racing industry overall, how people are surprised by this unfiltered experience of the T818. So yeah, I think the future is in front of us.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much, Xavier. Really appreciated his time there because I know how busy he has been launching with the full Thrustmaster team, brand new product line, managing the pre-orders, managing the media. So it was a pleasure to get a quick chat in between Christmas and New Year with Thrustmaster's product marketing manager. If you have any questions about the T818 or Thrustmaster in general, please let us know. podcast@traction.gg is the email address. You can also find us on social media at traction.gg. Everywhere, the website has a comment section. The website URL is simply traction.gg, and it's updated every single day with sim racing and racing video game news, including hardware news and hardware reviews and interviews like this. Thanks very much. Keep it pinned.